Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump met with his security advisors in the Situation Room today. Linda Kenyon reports.
Sources tell CBS News President Trump is considering joining Israel in conducting airstrikes against Iran's nuclear sites.
Some of Trump's advisors are not on board. Robert Berger reports Iranians are fleeing their capital.
We've seen long lines of cars leaving the city, long lines of cars at gas stations, and there's no money in ATMs.
The mayor of Los Angeles lifted the downtown curfew today. It was imposed during the protest over immigration raids. Legal analyst Lori Levinson following an appeals court hearing on the president's deployment of National Guard troops.
The panel certainly seemed inclined to give enormous discretion to President Trump in deciding to call out the National Guard.
California's governor filed suit over the deployment. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sections of several streets will be closed today in Wisconsin Rapids for asphalt pavement patching. Beginning at 7 a.m. this morning, Airport Avenue between 1st and 3rd Street South closed. Traffic will be detoured on Woodland Drive and Grove Avenue. A section of Lincoln Street is closed, and traffic will be detoured along Rapid Street between Pepper and Goodnow Avenue. And 16th Street is closed between Grove and Sweat Avenue. All roads should reopen by 7 p.m. this evening. A Wisconsin dairy farmer has alleged in a federal lawsuit that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing programs that favor minorities. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit Monday against the U.S. Department of Agriculture in federal court in Wisconsin on behalf of a white dairy farmer, Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges that the government continues to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that were instituted under former President Joe Biden. Faust is among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in a USDA program. There's a summer solstice concert in Rome this Friday. Chris Cruzy will perform in the Rome Town Center band shell from 6 to 8 p.m. on June 20th. There's free admission, but you're invited to bring a donation for the Adams County Humane Society. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a brat fry this weekend. It begins on Friday, June 20th, and runs through Sunday. All proceeds will help support the 16 members who earned their spot to compete at the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan next month. You can help cover their travel expenses by enjoying brats and other goodies beginning at 10 a.m. Friday through Sunday. They'll be set up at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it, and when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right reads defensively, and when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game 6 is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs mid-80s. Right now it's 80.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, will be here to discuss the state happenings, national happenings, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightline, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. It is a Tuesday night in Wisconsin, and I would say, overall, this has been a great day. And I'll tell you exactly why that is, because we are all here together, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about movies and TV and music and art, and we've got a lot of it tonight on the show. Rob Thomas, our pal, the Madison film critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor, will be here at 6:35 to talk movies and TV and some cool stuff happening in Madison that's coming up. And then in the second hour, our pal Piet Levy, the music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, will be here talking about Summerfest. And I will probably ask him about Brian Wilson and get his thoughts on all that. Piet does great work and has for a couple decades now at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Just a great writer and always a fun guest on Nightlights. So lots of fun stuff to talk about tonight. Movies and music and some cool stuff happening in Madison. So we've got a great show. We've got a great question. Conrad is here tonight. Have you been here all week?
Yeah.
Okay. It says Dennis something or other on the... You left a wrong name up, so I would get confused probably during the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does that sound about right, Dennis?
You know, I just think it's a cool name.
It's not too late.
You know, I did have something happen to me today.
What happened?
I don't know if it's just like my face or something, you know? But I was in a four-way stop, and these two ladies, you know, needed to cross the street.
Okay.
I was next in line for the four-way stop. You know, one person went. And I said, you know, no, yeah, you can go. Waved them on. They looked at me and just walked across.
No wave.
They didn't give me a Wisconsin wave.
You get no respect. You are the Rodney Dangerfield of Northeast Wisconsin, my friend. That's got to stop.
I looked at him the whole way across and just waiting for it. And then just kept walking. I'm like, what's going on?
Did you try to intimidate them?
Maybe I just had that angry look on my face. Like, I didn't want him to cross, but I was like, I guess.
If I were you, and it seems to be the older women that want to give you the shiv.
It is.
You should let them know what you bench. Just that you are not a guy to... You look stocky, man. You've been lifting weights?
I've been lifting a lot of weights.
I can tell.
Did I tell you I benched 275?
Really?
Yeah, on my birthday.
All at once?
No, separately.
I could do that in like four or five increments.
Yeah, it's PR.
That's a good, what's PR?
Personal record.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very nice, dude.
That's, never got it before.
Once? That's
yeah,
because your max bench is just you do it once, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I just felt good that day.
You have a spotter when you do that?
I randomly ask a person there.
Okay.
It's kind of awkward, but you know, whatever gets the job done.
Like if you didn't ask someone and they saw you were struggling, is yours the kind of gym where people would come to your rescue?
Yeah, I think if you started... I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't think they just let me die there.
Do you think you could finagle your way out of that situation? Like, you got it on your chest, and it's not going anywhere.
See, this is the thing, is that, you know, you got to put, I put the weight things on the end, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if that does happen, I can't, like, push them off. So, I'm, like, debating if I should even use those.
Because you think you could lift one side and get the weight off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. What do they call those, butterflies or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I like to think I could get my way out of that, but I don't know.
I'm hoping I never find out.
I don't know if I could get all 60 pounds off my chest. Conrad, that's funny. I just said I benched 60 pounds.
No, that's good for you, man.
It's not a PR. I haven't benched in 30 years. I have no idea what I could get up. I really don't care, but 275, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
It's like lifting an NFL linebacker up off your chest.
It is, yeah.
You know? Fun show tonight. Our question of the night is happening right now, folks.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite or least favorite vegetable? It is National Vegetable Day today, folks. And we had Sherry Stoka on the show last night, and I would like to celebrate her successful run on Nightlight as a guest last night by asking this question, because she talked about vegetables last night, and it's the national day. It's the National Vegetable Day. So what is your least favorite or favorite vegetable? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app, or if you're listening on Facebook or watching the...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, hello, and welcome in to Rafters Baseball here for game number two today. I've been given an update on the starting time. It will be beginning at 6:35 p.m., so we're going to hold off a little bit on the pregame show. We're going to give it about 10 minutes, and we are going to be back with the official pregame show of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters coming live to you at 6:25 p.m. So tune back in about 12 minutes. I'll be back on the air, but until then, we'll return to normal scheduling here on WFHR.
You and Amanda Nimmer on the social media said that peas were her least favorite. She said peas are useless. Well, they're not useless. She said, and disgusting.
Yep. I totally agree. But my favorite is mushrooms. I love mushrooms.
Yeah.
Is that vegetable board?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a vegetable. I like deep fried mushrooms with ranch. That's my favorite vegetable.
Any way of mushroom I will eat.
Okay.
And I mean, I can't. The obvious one is carrots. Those are great too.
Yeah, carrots are good.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I like them all. I don't like eggplant necessarily. I'll eat it.
I love eggplant.
But I don't, and it's weird because I like zucchini. I like cucumbers. I love zucchini actually on the grill, especially with some Parmesan and olive oil. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I kind of just started liking foods that were good for me. And I don't know what, something clicked. That's when I started eating cauliflower. And I pretty much like all vegetables, but yeah, eggplant just doesn't, it's kind of tasteless.
Have you tried it like on the grill too?
Yeah, that's better. And I wouldn't say zucchini is like the most, you know, tasty or tangy vegetable either. They're similar, but I don't know. I like the texture of zucchini better. Every time I have eggplant, it's like really mushy.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
so,
you know, I didn't like eggplant until last year when my brother kind of introduced me.
Okay.
And I tried it on the grill, but they also like breaded it. their way, though, so it was like really bad stuff.
Okay.
And then they put it in the air fryer, and it was dynamite.
So it's not deep fried, but it's breaded.
Yeah, breaded, but not like deep fried in oil or anything. It's just in the air fryer. It was really good.
Okay. Yeah, I would have to say my favorite now might be cauliflower, but I could eat I could eat tons of broccoli. I like it all. I like zucchini.
Yeah.
I like peppers, onions, love onions and garlic. Yeah, it's all good stuff now. I'm glad I grew into that too, because I wasn't a huge vegetable fan when I was younger. And I do like peas, I will say. They're really good for you. They're very high in fiber, and I do like them. So
you know what's also high in fiber? A Fiber One bar.
True, but what else is in that?
Tastes a lot
that?
Better.
What else is in that?
Yeah, you don't need to look at that.
The chemicals?
No.
Let's just, get Sherry back in the blower.
It's just fiber. That's it. Yeah. That's why it's called Fiber
Pure
One.
Pure fiber.
Because it's a fiber and one ingredient.
Well, I remember that Fiber One cereal that I used to eat when I was younger, just trying to get fiber into my system. And it literally tasted like you were eating sticks. It was the worst tasting cereal ever.
You know, Kellogg's released a protein cereal or something like that. And I tried it and it was the same thing. It was like I was eating sticks, and then it got really stale super fast too. So it was like wet sticks.
Yeah. That's awful.
I never got it again.
So I got to get something off my chest here. And I don't mean to, you know, I'm really happy here at Civic Media. I love doing the show from here in Green Bay. Todd Michaels is our fearless leader. But I feel like, you know, when the boss goes on vacation, we should have a vacation from the boss too. We should not have to deal with his nonsense. He is on vacation. So it should be a lackluster, kind of a chill week here, casual. I'm wearing shorts tonight because Todd's on vacation. He should not be checking in on the chat. I see Todd because he can't let go. He's just a workhorse, and he's texting in on the chat. I'm like, that's not fair. I want a week where the boss is gone. And if I want to do the show in bare feet or no pants, I have that option.
Well,
it's just not fair.
You should do it at home then.
Oh, I almost did today. It was crabby. I didn't want to get the car. You know, because, I drove here today. And here's the thing. It's very... You ever been driving on the highway and sneeze? I have monster sneezes. And especially like now with the pollen count in the air and the allergens and all that kind of nonsense. I had a double sneeze today. My eyes were probably closed for about 4 seconds on Highway 41. It was horrible. And I couldn't... I opened them. I was like, whoa! But I couldn't, you know... You ever try to sneeze with your eyes open? It's supposed to be physically impossible.
I've tried it. Yeah, I don't think I've achieved it.
Pop a corpuscle or something. And that's what made me think of Todd. I said, Todd is not here. He likes the driving in stories. He's supposed to be on vacation and he's texting in. And I don't think that's fair.
You know what? Since you're saying you should be casual.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing that Badger hat that I saw in the huge
company meeting today?
Yeah, in the company meeting today.
That was just because I had bad head.
Well, you could wear that here, you know?
I'm having a good hair night. If I had a bad hair night, I would totally wear that Badger hat. If the Badgers like go to the playoffs, I don't wear a baseball hat to work because I'm not an animal. I dress up. I like to look presentable. But
you know
I'm
what?
Half kidding. But if the Badgers made the playoffs or something, I would totally wear a Badgers hat.
I think you should just full Wisconsin Badger gear tomorrow. Jersey, some sweatpants, maybe get some Wisconsin Badger shoes.
It's not going to happen. Here's why. I find that strange. Like, I have an issue when dudes wear all the same paraphernalia. Shoes, sweats, shirt, and hat. Like, all Packer gear or all St. Louis Cardinal gear. Whatever it is, I just think that's a little juvenile. I think you're supposed to outgrow that. And you can cheer for your team, but I find that strange.
My favorite is when I go to the gym and I'm shooting some hoops. And there's a guy that comes in a full LeBron James jersey. He's the Laker shorts and the Laker top.
Right.
And he's the headband on. And the LeBron shoes, just to finish it off.
That's the same thing, though. That's odd to me. My son and I have that running joke. We're like, hey, like if a guy walked in a jersey, oh, LeBron's here. And one of us will look. It's like, no, it's a short white dude with a, I don't know. Hey, Kristen Lierley's show, folks. If you haven't heard Kristen Lierley's show, check it out on the weekends. I was a guest this last weekend. I just listened to it on the way down. She's really good. She does a great job. We had a lot of fun on the air. You can still hear it on the Civic Media app, which you should already have anyway, folks. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to read your texts, and I'm going to tell you something that really annoys me about the weather. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place,
sing it, Con.
In the basement.
There you go. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I have to get this off my chest. I was really annoyed today. And here's why. We turn the air on. It's really muggy. It's not, I wouldn't say it's like crazy hot, but it's very muggy. We're running the air. I had the heat on a week ago. It's terrible. Who do I complain to about this?
Brittany Merlot?
I don't want to give Brittany extra work. That's what I do when I say my prayers. I say, God, what's going on here? Can you fix this? Our question of the night, it's National Vegetable Day, folks. What is your favorite vegetable or least favorite? You can share both. You can share one. There are no rules to this. Just have fun and be part of the show, and we will read your text on the radio. Dave on the stream says, best corn. I don't think of corn for whatever reason, but it is a vegetable. Worst okra. Okay. They're good choices. I was not expecting to see okra tonight, but corn is good too. And I don't know, does the vegetable count if you can like douse it in butter and put salt on it?
I mean, you can do that to a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, you can. You want to know what's funny? Last night, Sherry Stelka was here. I always love talking to Sherry. Love her insights into nutrition and diet. And as she's leaving, I said, thank you, Sherry. You've motivated me not to have Taco Bell for at least 3 or 4 days. Guess where I stopped on the way back to town? It's because I mentioned it to Sherry. So I got it in my head and I'm going, I think I need Taco Bell. And I haven't had Taco Bell in like 4 months, but
what'd
it was all of a sudden it was really, you know what I get? I get the Crunchwrap Supreme because it's crunchy and there's a wrap around it. Thus, the crunch wrap. And but I get it without sour cream, and they're only like, not only, but they're 500 calories. So that's my only meal. I had two of those in two times.
Well, you don't know where the beef comes from.
I don't know if it's even beef. I don't know what the hell I'm eating. But I don't, I'm not.
It tastes good though.
It was like a salt fix that I just, and I hadn't eaten all day. That was my meal, but still it's terrible. And I hope Sherry's not listening.
Well, there are some vegetables in there.
Bad Rafters baseball. It's Rafters baseball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you think I hype myself up to have a good game?
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM. W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
And let's try this again. It's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Game number two, just about to get going, and so we bring you into the pregame show as we welcome you into 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thank you for joining us on a beautiful Tuesday night. It's a great night at the ballpark, a doubleheader. We're going to be seeing a full nine innings of action. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. and a slightly shorter pregame show here, as unfortunately we don't have a pregame interview. And in between the games there, the team was just getting ready to roll for game number two, so not enough time, unfortunately, to talk to any of the guys. But in replacement of that, we are going to indeed take a look at last game and kind of recap that in case you missed it earlier today. So the Rafters, they are currently on a five-game losing streak after they dropped the one earlier today, 13-9, and the five-game losing streak, it's the first time they've lost five in a row since June 27th of last season. So it's been nearly a year to this date, well, 10 days in the future, since the Rafters lost five in a row, and they're really hoping to get back in the win column. They've got a chance here, but they're going to have to play a full game. They lost it in 12 innings earlier today, and it was not the ending that they had anticipated. They had a total of, I believe, nine pitchers come into the game. Yes, nine pitchers for the Rafters. Traverse City used a fair few of their own as well. They used seven pitchers, ending with Adam McKelvey, who was able to get them out of it and earn the win for the Traverse City pitch spitter. So game number two about to be on the way, and well, we've got a recap of last game and a look at starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown coming up for you in just 1 second here on the Rafters pregame show on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back into Winter Field as the Raptors get ready to roll along with game number 2 on the day on the season. The Raptors are now sitting at 7-14 and needing a win here as Traverse City won the game earlier today 13-9 in 12 innings. It was a game split between 2 days as it was tied 7-7 entering the 11th inning after the suspension was resumed here at 5:05 p.m. Game number 2 just about to get underway. The righty on the mound for the Raptors is Jeremy Jones. Jack Griffiths, also a righty, he's on the mound for Traverse City, and man, he's been good. 1.13 ERA, although he has not been a pitcher of record yet, and making the start here today for the Pit Spitters. Taking a look at the starting lineups, first off for the Traverse City Pit Spitters. Was contemplating a second going with Wisconsin Rapids, but we're going to go with Traverse City here. The Pit Spitters, they're leading off Aaron Piasecki at second base. Grady Mee is the designated hitter. Batting third, Brandon Sanchez. He's at shortstop. Batting fourth, it's Brett Roseman. He's in right field. Batting fifth, it's Cole Prout. He's in left field. Batting sixth, it's Adam Broski. He's behind the plate. He's the catcher for tonight. Batting seventh, it's Brooks Sartain. Batting eighth, It's Colton Roquemore, the first baseman, and batting ninth, Alfredo Velasquez in center field. For your Rafters, leading off is Noah Ruiz at second base. Batting second is Mason Oñate at shortstop. Batting third is Gunnar Myro in center field. Batting fourth is Eric Parker. He's the designated hitter. Batting fifth is Pat Costin as the catcher. Batting sixth, it's Madden Ako. He's at first. Hiroto Kobayashi bats seventh in right field. Jack Guerrero bats eighth at third base. And Royce Clayton Jr. bats ninth in left field. So taking a look defensively, the Rafters, they're going to be bringing out Jeremy Jones on the mound, right-hander from Cal State Bakersfield, making his first start of the season. He was just activated yesterday, and the first pitch from him misses outside to Aaron Piasecki for ball number one. And you look at Jeremy Jones, and he's hoping to really show off here in his first start as a Rafter. Game number two of the day, and that pitch misses outside for ball number two. A 2-0 count. First pitch at 6:35 p.m. And this follows up the earlier game today. It'll be a full nine innings, though, so no shortened game because of the doubleheader. That pitch in there for strike number one brings the count 2-1 against the left-handed hitting second baseman for the Pitts Spitters. Piasecki from Central Michigan University. He's a native of Muskegon, Michigan. The 2-1 counts hit up the middle towards shortstop. Oñate's there. He fields it, throws it on over sidearm to first and got him in time for out number one. 6-3 on the putout, and it now brings up Grady Mee to the plate, the second batter of the inning for the Pitt Spitters. He'll be followed by Brandon Sanchez. That's who's due up. Finishing up with the defensive alignment for the Rafters. Behind the plate, it's Pat Costin. At first, it's Madden Ako. Over at second, Noah Ruiz. At third, Jack Guerrero. And at short, Mason Oñate. First pitch to Grady Mee. Misses outside for ball number one. Brings the count 1-0. In the outfield for the Rafters, in left, it's Royce Clayton Jr. In center, Gunnar Myro. And in right, Hiroto Kobayashi. 1-0 count is on the outside edge, called strike number one to bring it 1-1 for Grady Mee. Mee, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Mee comes from Western Michigan University, native of Toledo, Ohio, as this pitch misses outside to bring it 2-1. And Mee saw 8 plate appearances in the last game for the Pitt Spitters. Split between two nights, of course, but still a ton of plate appearances. He got 2 hits on 7 at-bats, as that's in there for strike number 2, a 2-2 count. Well, he entered yesterday batting .303 with an .804 OPS. He had 8 RBIs on the season as well. He's been an effective piece to their team. Reached base 3 times over those 8 plate appearances. As this pitch misses inside, he ducked down, and it bounced off of his helmet. And a hit-by-pitch with the 2-2 count to send Grady Mee over to first base. First base runner of the game as Mee is now aboard, and it brings up Brandon Sanchez with 1 out and a runner on first, still scoreless in the top of the first inning. Sanchez, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Pitt Spitters. It's a righty-righty matchup. First righty that Jeremy Jones gets to face. And the first pitch is a little outside for ball number one. Sanchez, you look at his numbers, he entered this series batting .293 from the plate with an .827 OPS. That's 7 RBIs. Runner taking off from first. The pitch misses inside. Throw on down to second. Not in time as Ruiz tried to apply the tag but couldn't quite do so. So the count rolls to 2-0. A stolen base for Grady Mee as a runner in scoring position with only 1 out in the top of the first inning. And Jeremy Jones, the newest member of the Rafters, he's the last person to join the team, as this one misses a little bit inside to bring it 3-0. And well, the Rafters are expecting one more player here in the first half, and that's Carson McIntyre. And well, he is currently playing for Oregon State as they continue their run in the NCAA baseball tournament. But this pitch misses low for ball number four. That's back-to-back free passes from Jeremy Jones as Brandon Sanchez goes over to first base. So now runners on first and second with only one out in the top of the first inning. Still nothing. But the pit spitters looking to be the first on the board. They bring up their cleanup batter with two runners aboard. It's Brett Roseman. First pitch to him is hit towards right field. Over there is Kobayashi. He'll drop back, make the catch, throw it on in, but too far off of second base was me. He had to retreat to the bag and couldn't tag up, so he will stay there as it was a deep flyout from Roseman. And there are two away with runners on first and second for Cole Prout. Prout batting fifth in the order, hoping to provide the first run of offense in this game. Game number two after the Rafters lost 13-9 in the 12th inning of a nail-biter in the first one. And going back a little bit more to looking at the Oregon State game when I was talking about Carson McIntyre, they did get eliminated today, 7-6, the final score. McIntyre had three at-bats as a pinch hitter in the game as this one misses outside to Cole Prout, bring it 1-0. So that does mean that we'll be seeing McIntyre shortly, although unfortunately his run in the NCAA World Series is over. 1-0 count is a little bit low for ball number two as the count rolls to 2-0, and Prout, the left-handed hitting left fielder for the pit spitters, looking to make something happen here and came in as a pinch hitter during last game. This pitch misses low to bring it 3-0. Jones struggling a little bit with the control here. Just got to throw strikes. He has missed with 8 of his last 9 pitches. 3-0 count on the way, and that is outside, so make it 9 out of his last 10 pitches have missed, and he loads the bases with 2 outs here, and so a quick mound visit from Pat Costin and the rest of the infield to make sure that he's ready to go. The Rafters had to use 9 pitchers in the game earlier today and yesterday. Of course, mixing those two games, the Rafters saw 10 innings of action yesterday. They saw 2 innings of action after first pitch was at 5:05 p.m. before that one ended. So that's the first mound visit of Jeremy Jones's inning, but he's got runners on first, second, and third. On third base, it's Grady Mee. On second, Brandon Sanchez. And on first, it's Cole Prout. Adam Broski steps up to the plate with a chance to do some damage. And Broski, he will take the first pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. He is the right-handed hitting catcher from Traverse City, looking to do some damage. And another guy that played a lot in the earlier game. He had 7 plate appearances in last game. He went 2-for-5 with a walk as this one's hit up the middle. That one gets on by the 6-4 gap into center field. And so one run will score. Here comes a second. They've got a pickle, though, between second and third. And the throwback to Ruiz. They'll tag him and end the inning, but not before 2 runs came across to score. There were 2 runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was 1 left on base. It's 2-0 pit spitters heading into the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app. Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the first inning here from Winter Field. The Raptors not able to avoid damage in the top of the first as the Pittsbitters got across two runs to take a 2-0 lead. But the Raptors, last game, they were able to respond in every single inning, matching exactly what the Pittsbitters did up until that 12th inning when Traverse City put up six runs. So they feel like they can match it, especially offensively. They have been clicking. They were able to put up nine runs in the game yesterday. So not feeling too bad about their odds here. They're going to be going with a new leadoff batter. And the leadoff man is Noah Ruiz, the right-handed hitting second baseman. He's going up against Jack Griffiths, who fouls this one back to bring it 0-1. And this is the first time this season that Noah Ruiz is batting leadoff. He's the right-handed hitting second baseman and is looking to provide the first base runner of the game for the Raptors. Hopes to get the offense going along here. The Raptors now on a five-game losing streak after dropping the game earlier today. And Ruiz really struggled in the last game. He went 0-for-6 with just one walk. And, you know, some days are just not your days. You have bad games. A one count on the way. It misses high to bring it 1-1. But it's really only as big of a problem if the game goes on for 12 innings and you have seven plate appearances, as Ruiz did. Pitch on the way, it's fouled back to bring it 1-2. And Ruiz, he still does lead the Northwoods League in RBIs despite his struggle last night and earlier today. But really hoping to do some damage here against Griffiths on the mound. That pitch misses inside to bring it 2-2. And looking a little more at Griffiths for Traverse City. He, like I mentioned earlier, has a 1.13 ERA, but that's over 16 innings. And he has been dominant as that pitch is a little low for ball number three. It's a 3-2 count. And in Griffiths' last appearance, he allowed his second run of the season over three innings of work. It was a one-run outing in three innings, allowing two hits and two walks with four Ks. Fouled back by Ruiz here on the full count. Keeps it full. Oñate on deck with Gunnar Myro due up in the hole. That's what we're looking for in the top of the first inning. And, you know, Ruiz is obviously great at driving in runs, and so you want him in a spot where he can drive them in. This pitch misses inside, and it hits him for the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. And so Noah Ruiz on down to first base after the hit-by-pitch as it's a leadoff base runner for the Raptors. And it brings up Mason Oñate looking to move that runner forward. And runner on first base, nobody out, bottom of the first. Raptors are down 2-0. Oñate, the left-handed hitting shortstop in the game today. And I love that middle infield duo of Ruiz and Oñate. Feels pretty nice, as that's been a pretty common theme, especially when they're in the lineup, only moving over whenever you try and get someone else fitted into the lineup. Over at first base, Ruiz gets a little bit of a leadoff, but a swing and a miss from Oñate brings the count 0-1. And what I was saying earlier about Ruiz batting cleanup and, you know, later down in the lineup, it's, yes, you're able to drive in the runs, but top heavy, he's able to work up the pitch count early. He sees a lot of pitches. 0-1 count misses inside to Oñate to bring it 1-1. And I love seeing both Ruiz and Oñate back-to-back at the top of the order because it quickly works up the pitch count of the opposing pitcher. And Jack Griffiths here, that was part of the reason why he only went three innings against Green Bay back on June 10th. This pitch on the outside edge for strike number two brings it to a 1-2 count. And so when you're able to work up the pitch count, it's going to take those guys out earlier, and that's huge for the Raptors. And they've really struggled to do that this season. Griffiths firing on the 1-2, holds off on the swing. It misses high for ball two to bring it 2-2. So Ruiz saw seven pitches. Oñate will see pitch number five here. And that's what you want to do in the game. Very important for the Rafters. As this one is hit over to first base, and it gets on by the first baseman's glove into right field. Ruiz will stay at second, but Mason Oñate picks up a single after the hit-by-pitch, and the Rafters are cooking with fire. Back-to-back base runners aboard early on, and it brings up to the plate now Gunnar Myro. And so the Rafters offense certainly clicking early here. And that's exactly what you want to see, especially already down 2-0 in the game. So runners on first and second, nobody out. The right-hander Gunnar Myro up at the plate. Officially, that is actually going to be called an E3 as this pitch misses low for ball number one to Myro. And Myro, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he was a perfect 2-for-2 from the plate through his first five plate appearances last game. He went with three walks and two hits, but then he struck out in his sixth, and it was a big one as this pitch misses outside to bring it 2-0. And the Rafters' patience at the plate is certainly proving detrimental to Jack Griffiths early on here. Runners on first and second, nobody out. The pitch to Myro, it's fouled back. He keeps on rolling here, and Myro, man, he's been good to start off his Rafters career as he is heading into his fifth game with the Rafters. He's picked up at least one hit in all four of his previous games, including a couple of them yesterday. 2-1 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 2-2, and Myro, the everyday center fielder for UNLV, he entered this series batting .357 with an .857 OPS. Hoping to drive in some more runs. He's been good at picking up RBIs early on. 2-2 count. This one's a high chopper over to shortstop. Picked up. They're going to flip it back to second just in time to get the runner from first, but no throw comes back over to first base. So they are now on the corners with only one out here in the first inning. So a 6-4 fielder's choice on Gunnar Myro as he is over to first. Mason Oñate is out on the base paths, and Noah Ruiz is over at third base. Brings up Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rafters. He's got runners on first and third with one out in the bottom of the first. It's 2-0 Pit Spitters. Pitch on the way from Griffiths. This one is hit high in the air towards left field. On the run in foul territory, it's the shortstop who will make the catch. Ruiz thought about advancing, but the throw was right down the line and would have gotten him, so he retreated back to the bag, and it's just a simple flyout for Eric Parker. There's now two away in the bottom of the first. Brings up the powerful hitting left-handed catcher from the Rafters, Pat Costin. He's got runners on the corners still. And really, you really want to get at least one run here. You don't want to strand that guy on third. The Rafters have really had problems with leaving that runner on third after only having one out. They have not been able to get those sacrifices down as this one is in there for strike number one. One of the things that Ziggy was telling me early in the season is, yeah, he wanted his guys to hit those sacrifice bunts. Well, the last three times that the Rafters have had a runner on third with only one out, they have not put down a sacrifice bunt. No attempts as the 0-1 count misses outside to bring it 1-1. And you saw that both in the 10th inning and the 11th inning in the game earlier today and last night. And you saw it here in the first inning. And all of those counts, they went 0-for-3 in and left that runner on third. A big swing there from Costin brings it to a 1-2 count. So now Costin has some pressure to get a hit here, or at least to get on base in some way to keep the inning going here in the bottom of the first. Got to respond, down 2-0. Pitch clock at 2, Griffiths fires, it's a grounder over to short, picked up. Sanchez will throw it across the diamond. It takes him off the bag. The tag, though, gets Costin just in time. A nice play by first baseman Colton Roquemore, who avoids an error from the shortstop. And, well, he gets out number three as the Rafters get no runs on no hits. They do reach on the one error. There are two left on base. And it is 2-0 Pittsbitters. Into the second we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the second inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters down 2-0. They'll be taking on the leadoff man, Brooks Sartain. It'll be the 7, 8, 9 batters in the order due up for the Pittsbitters, and the first pitch is taken for strike number one. Sartain, Roquemore, and Velasquez. Sartain at the plate. He's the left-handed hitting third baseman, and he came in as a pinch runner last game. Takes this pitch a little bit outside for ball number one. It's back even to a 1-1 count, and Jeremy Jones still working on the mound. He faced a little bit more struggles than he was hoping for in the first inning. And it's that deal with Rafters pitchers so far that they've been struggling with command early on in their seasons. Seems like every pitcher has kind of had this adjustment period to throwing strikes, and Jones gets it right back up to the mound. He picks it up in his glove and flips it over to first base for out number one. 1-3 on the put out as Brooks Sartain gets a tough ground out. So certainly not a bad start to the second inning, but you look at some of the Rafters pitchers this season. I mean, Drew Thompson has been one of the better starters for the Rafters as of late, but he really struggled in his first appearance with walks as a swing and a miss from Colton Roquemore brings it to an 0-1 count. Roquemore, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Pittsbitters. He's in the batter's box against the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters. Pitch on the way. It's right on the outside edge for strike number two. 0-2 count for the first baseman. And, well, Roquemore, he ended the bottom of the first inning with a nice tag as that pitch misses high for ball number one. He tagged out Pat Costin coming down with a leaping ball that took him off the bag. 1-2 count on the way. It's hit up the middle. It's off the glove of Jones, and he can't get to it in time before he reaches first safely. No throw comes down there, and would have been an incredible play from Jones. It's a single for Colton Roquemore with one out, and back-to-back balls hit up the middle that were off of the glove of Jeremy Jones. This time it was out of the air on a liner, so would have been an incredible play if he was able to make that one. Now a runner on first base with one out in the top of the second inning. Jones will bring it home. It misses high and outside to bring it 1-0. And Alfredo Velasquez, the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Pit Spitters, into the batter's box. Lefty-righty matchup, 1-0 count with one away as this pitch misses well outside for ball number two. And you really feel bad when you've got a lead in a count, like a 1-2 count or an 0-2 count, and you give it up with a hit or a hit by pitch. And those have plagued the Rafters recently as well. So when their starters do manage to work strikes, it's still not gone their way, as this one is a foul bunt down the third base line. Didn't go very far. Count rolls to 2-1. Top of the second inning, it's 2-0 Traverse City. And the Rafters on a 5-game losing streak. Traverse City now sits at 10-11, so they're not feeling too bad about their season right now, but they'd love to turn it around as that pitch misses high and tight to bring it 3-1. Traverse City is in a three-way tie for third place in the Great Lakes East at 10-11. 3-1 count is fouled back to bring it full. 3-2. And a potentially inning-ending double play is in order here, but no runner on third that you're really worried about coming home to score. So you've got plenty of ways that you can record these outs. Jones fires on the 3-2. It misses inside, and that's the third walk of the game for Jeremy Jones, as he now puts runners on first and second with only one out in the top of the second. Worth noting that the Rafters have some action down in their bullpen right now. Not anyone throwing, but looks like we might be getting a new pitch.